Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, five. Look, I'm giggling because, look, like I said, you guys don't have a TV over my shoulder. And I'm looking at these people just screaming and yelling, these House members screaming and yelling about Trump needing to be impeached, needing to be removed, needing. And they've lost their ever-loving minds with this. You know, I kept saying, the hate is bubbling over with these people. And there's nothing, there's no form of compassion or anything. They hate this. And again, I go back to what this man has done for the unborn, for the Jews, for the blacks. What he's done for all these people, all these groups, are unmatched by any other president before him. Seriously. You know, you have Christians that are questioning other Christians' Christianity over the fact that they supported Trump. Well, you know, here's your response. Take notes. Because I know a lot of you are being hit up by them. First of all, President Trump is pro-life, which means he doesn't support abortion. Christians should not support abortion. Planned Parenthood murders more black unborn babies than any other race. Do you hear that? Have you heard that? I know you've heard that other places, or you've ignored it. Second, especially when it comes to the black community, I love this. He increased and he made permanent the funding to the historically black colleges and universities. Schools that educate blacks. Right? The way they had it, the black universities had to beg, you know, come on their knees and beg for money every year. And they wouldn't even get the dollars they want, or they barely get the dollars they want. What's he give them? He gives them what they want, what they need, what they didn't see they needed. Yeah, terrible man. Terrible racist man. He's the first president not to start a conflict, not to start a war. And in most cases, the black community feels that when the war starts, their people go first. I don't know how true that is. It doesn't matter. If it was true, and Trump hated blacks as much as they say he does, what would he be doing? He lowered your taxes. He increased the standard deduction on your IRS return from $12,000 to $24,000 for married couples. Joey B. says that's gone. You're not going to get that anymore. Because the government does too much for you to cut your break. Just look around. Look at the shape we're in. Thank the government. He broken four Middle East peace accords. We haven't seen this kind of peace in the Middle East. I mean, I can do the domestic stuff, but look around. They were all talking about how bad it would be worldwide if Trump got in office. There would be wars all over the place. Things would be happening everywhere. Didn't happen, did it? Matter of fact, we've got peace. We haven't seen this before. It's just amazing to me. And the people on our side of the aisle now that have turned against him, why is it now in vogue? Is it the new fad? Come on, think about it. Why are they doing this? So the Congress, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know, Nancy the pollutant, you got to come up with a name for her, please. She is rushing articles of impeachment because we have to get this done in 8 days, 7 days, right? You going to do the hearing and everything? You going to get this all together? I love it. I think it's hilarious. You know, because these people, when you look at this, you look at what's going on, it's the most important thing to do is to make sure we impeach him so he can't run again. But that's not necessarily true. Rick Green's going to square that away for us when he comes on. But that's not necessarily true. I'm not even sure that the Democrats know and or care what the Constitution is. Not anymore. They want total control. They've been wanting it for years. They were beside themselves when Donald Trump won. There was no way this man was going to win, remember? They, like, crazy beside themselves. And when he won, they figured that there had to be something in the air that caused all these people to vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, you know what it was? They want to govern themselves. They don't want Big Brother over their shoulder. But they couldn't. The Dems still can't understand that today. We don't need a big government to be involved in our minute-to-minute, day-to-day lives. We don't need it. We don't want it. We want you out. And the things that you're supposed to be doing, which is providing for the general welfare, keeping us protected, how's that working out for Chicago and Seattle and Portland? How are they doing? Not very well, are they? And New York City. Oh, you want that socialist / communist? You got them. How's that working out for you? Mass exoduses out of these cities that just thought they were going to do nice, right? Like in San Francisco. You know, we're gonna feed the homeless in the streets. We're going to allow them to crap in the streets. We're going to allow them to shoot up in the streets. Take a whiz in the streets. Oh, sleep in the streets and in the doorways. Because we shouldn't make them feel bad about themselves. I mean, you can't smoke enough dope to get that dumb. So they were either born that way or somebody taught them to be that way. So I'm going to see your hosts. If the tech gods are in alignment, we will have Rick Green on with me in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. Solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged, but don't do it ignorantly. Make sure you have the information you need to make it happen. And the next guy that I'm bringing on, I can tell you something. You've got to get involved with his programs. It's how you get informed and how you all make some stupid moves like we've seen some of these other people do over the last few weeks. Rick Green joins me with Patriot Academy and Constitution Coach. I got to tell you something, Rick. I got so much out of the Constitution Coach program. I was telling some of my friends I felt ignorant after taking that class because I would have thought I knew a lot. I knew nothing. After I took that class, I learned so much. Anyway, thanks for being with me.
Good to hear, man. Hey, despite the fascist takeover, it's good to be with you as well.
But you know, somebody asked me a question. We've been talking about this for a while. Somebody asked me the question. I saved it just for you. We keep talking about the Constitution and how important it is and you know, how it's kept this country together. Who follows it anymore? If the Dems and the people of power are not following it or can't find it to follow it, apparently, what good does it do us?
Well, Joe, half the country still does. And frankly, I think it's a lot more than that. I think it's a limited number of the elites on the left that have chosen to ignore it. And it's a national ignorance about what it actually says and what the history is on how it works. We saw that play out during this election, just a complete ignorance of the Constitution itself. I mean, my own U.S. Senator from the state of Texas, John Cornyn, did not even know that if they had rejected electors and had less than 270, that it would go to the House and the vote would be by state. He thought it was going to be by 435, and he didn't want it to go over to Nancy Pelosi to make the decision. I mean, that's a senator that's been there for 20 years in the U.S. Senate, was the Attorney General of Texas before that. We do not know the Constitution, and that includes Wow. our leaders as well. That's why the big debate was can the big debate was not even so much should they object if it's proven that they're illegal electors. The biggest debate was amongst Republicans over whether or not objecting was even constitutional, and there were some who took that position that you could never ever object, no matter how fraudulent, no matter how illegal electors were sent by state, which I think is a ridiculous position. And then there were those, you know, on the left on the Democrat side, claiming that such an objection was sedition and treason, even though they had done the exact same thing for the last three Republican presidents. So the hypocrisy, of course, was there, but the ignorance is there as well. The Constitution is still an amazing, amazing document, but the principles don't work if we don't live them out, and we can't live them out if we don't know them.
Yeah, very true. I mean, and just that comment you made about the senator. Unreal that a man sitting there for 20 years who actually said that he would support and defend the Constitution doesn't know what he's defending. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, no question. And I think we saw that. I mean, one of the good things about having the debate over the electors was that you had a chance for both sides to make their case and see if they were going to make their case on emotion or history or what their reasons were. And there were some really, really good comments from both sides. I mean, I enjoyed listening to the debate for the amount of time that it lasted. It would have been great for the country to have more of it. But like you said, there were those who, well, there was definitely a radical Antifa element that ginned everybody up and led them into the Capitol. But then there were foolish Trump supporters that went right along with it and channeled their anger in an illegal way that we all condemn, obviously. And it brought to a halt the very process that they said they were wanting to see happen. So anyway, it was a disastrous day. It's obviously being used in a vengeful way by the left to try to just put the nails in the coffin for Donald Trump. And I don't think it's going to work. I mean, even if they impeach him, I think this will backfire on them. They're going to create a monster. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm concerned about. But I think I think it's exactly what they want to do. I think they want to rile up the hardcore right, the people that really love Trump, that really feel like something's happened here, something bad has happened, and they want to rile them up enough to start violence. I believe they want the bloodshed to make their case, against the government.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. No, that's what our people have to be very wary of. Don't let this rile you up into violence. The monster I meant was Donald Trump himself coming back, not even, you know, forget running for president in 4 years because of what they're doing to him right now.
Right.
He is going to be an absolute beast in the primaries over the next year and then 4 years from now, which I think is good for our side. I think he will decimate the wimpy, spineless Republicans, and there'll be a movement of true constitutional conservatives as a result of it, and he will be fully behind it. So that they're actually doing us a favor, who are on the you know, really conservative side of the Republican Party, and they think, you know, it feels good to them right now. I don't think their effort to make us, you know, some of our people move to violence will work, especially with sane voices like yourselves and mine and others. I mean, everybody on our side, everyone that has any kind of a platform audience at all is saying what happened at the Capitol was wrong, indefensible. Yep. Do not do it again. That's not how we win. We have to fight smarter. You know, so I think we will bring some common sense to our folks. You know how it is. You always have a fringe few in every crowd, sure. every group, every movement.
Sure.
The difference is that we had a few crazies, and everybody told them, don't do that again, and we're teaching people how to not do that. The other side has mostly crazies and encouraged them to keep doing it all summer, all year. And if anybody should be impeached here, it's Kamala Harris who encouraged the rioting and the
oh, yeah.
to continue.
Oh, and, but that's they conveniently forgot that, like they have, you know, again, how they forgotten how they have contested elections. How, you know, I mean, these are the impeach him and contest him group. That's all they do. That's all they've done with every one of our presidents, right? So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll tell you,
everybody forgets even when George W. Bush was in office. They all love him now because he, you know, runs around with the Obamas and everybody else, and it goes against Trump. But for 8 years, they talked about how he was the illegitimate president.
Yep.
I mean, it was. I was at the inauguration in 2000, and remember seeing the protesters and all the signs about how he's, you know, he cheated and da da da. I mean, all that baloney.
Yeah, amazing,
I mean,
how that. But you and I had the same comment when you saw them going in, you know, into the Capitol. I was saying the same thing. I'm saying those are not our people. There might be fringes in there that are getting caught up in the moment, but we don't act like that. We don't repel into windows.
Right.
We don't destroy property. I mean, most of those MAGA people, they love the American flag. They love our statues. They love what we stand for. They're not going to deface that stuff when they go in there. Well, that was easy. Thomas Heath, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together or doesn't come together? Anyway, Rick will be back with us in a minute. I promise. Joe McKean, your host. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the House of Representatives votes on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Vice President Trump from office, The vice president says he won't be doing it. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said that the course of action wasn't in the best interest of the country, nor consistent with the Constitution. He added that the administration is now focused on ensuring an orderly transition, and now is the time to heal. The House is set to vote on articles of impeachment against the president on Wednesday. Speaking at the southern border Tuesday, President Trump said impeachment efforts are only causing further divide in the country.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm not going to give out the phone number because I'm having some technical issues. Can't take the calls anyway. So you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, there's some major news that has gotten buried in all of this. Nobody's really paying attention. But this is like a big deal. CNN will no longer antagonize you at airports across the country. That's right. They're blowing out their contract. They will no longer, they are no longer contracted at the airports across the country to fill you with all this propaganda. You know, I look stupid walking through the aisles there at the airport with my finger in my fingers in my ears because I didn't want to hear that garbage. We're supposed to protect that. Anyhow, Rick Green joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us, and many of you have been going crazy with hearing about impeachment and hearing about this and here. I'm not going to give you the information, even though I just took a wonderful class, you know, the constitutional coach class. You got to take it. You got to go over to Patriot Academy. You've got to sign up for it. I want to talk a little bit about the new biblical citizenship class too in a minute, but. You know, people, I don't think they can move fast enough to impeach this president before the time frame. Rick, can they?
Well, we're definitely going to find out. By the way, sorry about getting disconnected. My guess is that Pelosi and Zuckerberg heard us and said, nine, no. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah,
okay. I am shocked at the level of fascism that's happening, but... you know, it's possible, man. It's possible. I said last week when she first started floating this, obviously the 25th Amendment is that's ridiculous. You know, it's intended for exactly. I was so glad to see Mike Pence's letter today. He said exactly what I've been saying. He is a statesman. I know a lot of people are mad at him for not choosing the path that I had advocated for last week, but he did choose a constitutional path that was legal and has historical precedent. At any rate, his letter today said the same thing. Using the 25th for this is an abuse of power. It's absolutely unconstitutional. The 25th was meant for you know, incapacitation, you know, gone mentally crazy, which means we'll need it in a couple of months with Biden. You know, it not all there in with their faculties, which means we'll need it with Biden on the 21st of this month. But it is not meant for political differences. It is certainly not meant for what we're dealing with right here. And she would have needed, I mean, she was proposing this. She would have needed Pence to instigate, half the cabinet to sign on, and then when Trump, disagreed, two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. So a massively higher bar than impeachment. She floated it hoping, you know, just to have contrast so she could then do impeachment, you know, yesterday and today. It's an abuse of power. I mean, even the impeachment, there's nothing this man did that is impeachable. He said peaceful, patriotic, encourage. He said, cheer on your, I mean, how many times have I said, let's head to the Capitol and let our voices be heard? I mean, are they going to arrest me for that? How many rallies have I been to at capitals across the country? He was very clear about being peaceful on this. The only people, as I said in the last segment, that deserve to be impeached over inciting riots would be Kamala Harris. Once she's vice president, she could be impeached. But then you have members of Congress that need to be removed for their speeches, like Cory Booker, who said, get in the face of the congressman, and all the other things they did this summer and throughout the fall. So this is absurd. 25th Amendment should not have ever even been brought up on this. And then, of course, the impeachment clauses are being abused. But could they do it? Absolutely. You know, they're obviously going to do it in the House, which people need to know, as you probably told them, impeachment is not guilt or innocent. It's just an indictment. It's just saying we think there ought to be a trial. And then in the Senate, you have the trial, and you got to have two-thirds to convict. And of course, there's Republicans that want to bury him. I mean, they've been against him. They've been part of the swamp from the beginning,
yep.
And they're gonna go against him. So I don't know if they'll get 17 Republicans. I'm not sure they get all 50 Democrats because Manchin has basically signaled that he's not going to support it. But it's possible they could do it. And boy, you talk about poking the bear.
I can't see. Look at Rick, but with all seriousness, my biggest fear, no matter what happens, is they're not going to leave this guy alone. They're not going to leave him alone till the day he dies. They're going to go after him, month by month, day by day, whether it's the IRS or other things that he's got going on. And I really fear for him in that light. So we have to be vigilant. We have to, you know, support him in any way we can because he fought for us, whether you like him or not.
I don't believe
that Trump
That's
was fighting for Trump. He was fighting for us to give us the freedom.
Trump was losing for Trump. Trump lost over $1 billion during this 4 years. He gave up his reputation and popularity. He was loved by all these same people that are hating on him right now. He took a stand for life. He took a stand for conservative principles, for the Constitution. He's ugly when he does it. He's our Winston Churchill. And frankly, the same thing is happening to him that happened to Churchill. Churchill saved their nation. He saved, helped to save the world, along with Americans, of course, but was basically a man against the world in England. And they threw him out of office just a couple of years after he had saved their nation. And it's just a, you know, you go to the Old Testament, children of Israel, we're just as idiotic. I mean, we're just human beings that do stupid things. It's just embarrassing.
That's true. That's very true. You know, some of the lines, someday somebody's going to string together all his lines that made the left cringe. You know, when he said, you know, in his inauguration speech, when he said, today I'm giving the power back to the people. You know, I mean, Pelosi passed out water. I mean, all of them just went nuts at that point in time. And you recall they thought it was a dark speech. What's dark about giving the power back to the people?
That's right. That's right.
That's amazing. All right.
Yeah.
So I don't think they make it happen. That's my personal opinion. I don't think they're going to get the votes for it. I think they're going to rush it through. I think, to your point, they're going to do themselves more harm than they do good. Look at Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if you know this, but I did a story last night that in Idaho, there is an Idaho cable carrier that is now blocking, or internet carrier, that is blocking Facebook and Twitter. So if you want Facebook and Twitter, you have to ask for it. Right? We should be doing it. We should be doing all. They are talking. I don't know if you caught that. I know you've been very busy lately running all around the place. But they're now putting pressure, CNN and others, on cable carriers across the country to drop Fox and other stations on the cable network that they deem to be an enemy of the country all of a sudden. So this is getting out of hand, or will get out of hand.
Well, and you know what's sad is it's working. They're cowering even Fox. Fox didn't even carry Trump's speech today from the border, where, they didn't even give a hint about it, which is embarrassing. You had to go to, you know, OAN or Newsmax or Epic Times had it on the homepage. But and I think you're right. They probably won't pull this off. They'll have to really monkey with the rules to do so, because they weren't even supposed to. The resolution passed last week. The Senate wasn't even supposed to take up any business until the 19th or 20th, which doesn't give them, you know, even if on the 19th they wouldn't have had time. So, and it's what even the liberal law professors from Harvard are speaking out against it. I mean, Dershowitz, Turley, Kat Sustine, they're all saying this is a snap, what they're calling a snap impeachment. It is incredibly dangerous for the future of our country. It's not just because of the immediate dividing of our country. And I thought Pence's language in his letter was really good about lowering the temperature, you know, you don't say you want to heal the nation and bring us together. Now's the time. What they're doing right here, well, I guess this is actually Nancy Pelosi's idea of bringing us together to just, you know, try to hack off half the country. But, yeah. I mean, it is going to further divide us. But worse than that, it cheapens impeachment. It cheapens the Constitution. It makes it easy later on for any party that has power in the House and Senate and the vice and the presidents of another party to do a snap impeachment like this. It's awful. It's truly unhinged, vengeful, extreme, and the American people need to recognize it for what it is.
Rick, you know, I was talking about this yesterday, and I said, since 2016, these people have been beside themselves because they cannot figure out how Trump won. They can't, and not from a cheating standpoint, but they can't figure out why people would vote for somebody like him. Why would you vote for somebody who wants to give you back the power? And as you see it rolling out, and you made a comment earlier, on November 3rd, they got their butts kicked, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing people need to realize, because I've got a lot of friends right now that are calling and emailing and saying voting doesn't count anymore, and they figured out how to steal the system everywhere, and I'm done, I'm not going to participate. Look, listen, first of all, even with Dominion and even with everything that they did, look, we won in all of these states like Florida and other places that were close. There's no accusations of cheating there. Why? Because in Broward County, where all the irregularities and all the same terminology we've been hearing, where all that stuff used to happen, a radio host just like you, Joe, a radio host there, got together, started getting citizens involved. They got the cheaters fired from the Broward County Elections Office, and they restored election integrity in that county. And we can do that all over the country. So let's remember what happened on November 3rd. We won all over the country. I'm not even talking about the presidential race. We were supposed to lose all these congressional races. Mm-hmm. What happened? You guys did the hard work on the ground. You got Mike reelected. Other people did the same thing all over the country. We won House seats we weren't supposed to win, Senate seats we weren't supposed to win, and legislative seats all over the country. And, of course, we won the presidency, too. But keep your eye on the ball. We are winning.
Rick, hold that thought, because we both believe in capitalism while it's still available. I got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute. Trouble Senior Host with Rick Green. Don't go far.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back, even with every attempt of the deep dark state to try to keep us off the air, off of everything. You know, I've been telling people for a long time, and I'm still a believer in this, social media, we've given them the power. We gave it up to them a long time ago. Some of the people, I know you feel like I'm beating on you sometimes. I don't do it on purpose. I do it because I care about you. And I've been telling you to get off of Facebook, get away from Facebook, don't give them the power, and look at what's happening. Look at what they did to Parler. One of my other alternatives, Spreely, they're doing the same thing to Spreely. They had to rush off of Amazon. For some of you know I've been pushing that. We've moved over to eVault. eVault.video, but again, they weren't ready for prime time either, so don't get upset with them. Nobody was ready for the dam to break like it has, which is really sad because we've seen it rolling out. We've seen it coming. And for some of you, and Rick Green, I'll bring him up here in a second, but for some of you who keep believing that you're free, well, let me ask him. Let me bring him on. Rick Green joins me with Patriot Academy. And Rick, before I get rolling and forget, would you please tell people how they can sign up and get the class you just did, the Constitution class you did, and now the new Biblical Citizenship class, please?
Yeah, it's all available at Patriot.
RecruitAcademy.com. If you want to be a Constitution coach and host classes in your home or at your church or wherever, then just click on the coach button at the top of that page. If you want to go train with us and study the Constitution in person with me and with others and train on how to handle a firearm correctly and safely to protect your family, we have a course called Constitutional Defense that we do about once a month. Not far from your listeners, actually. We're about 3.5-4 hours away over in Pahrump, Nevada. That's where we do those classes, and we'll be back out there early February. And then, like you said, we got this new one, Biblical Citizenship, designed specifically for churches, and I am super excited about that. It's got some fantastic people in it, like Kirk Cameron and Matt Staver. It's got Joe Messina's in it. I don't know how that happened, but somehow...
I was hanging around. They felt sorry about me.
No, seriously, I'm really excited about that. That's the final week of the series, and really appreciate you coming over and sharing your experiences and giving a good challenge to folks to do what you've done, do that in communities all across the country. And Joe, you've really helped inspire a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now with Patriot Academy and Constitution Coach. We got this campaign coach thing where people can do. It's just a super easy way to run, learn. First, find out if you think you really should run. You go through this quick eight module deal just to ask the right questions about whether you should run. But you and I have talked about this for years, the fact that, man, we need a flood of liberty lovers to run for school board, city council, water district, you name it. That's where the fight is right now. It's not in the White House right now. Oh. It's going to be in our local communities.
Agreed. I'm glad you brought that up. When you talk about local stuff, this is where you fight the sex ed that's happening in schools today. One of my members of my trustee group talked the other day about wanting to revamp sex ed, but not for the better. And so you need voices on to go, no, wait a minute. You're talking about having sex? Is that the kind of education you want, or do you want reproductive health? And, you bring the place to its knees. And people, I got to tell you something, they shot themselves in the foot, the educators did, by putting us all on Zoom. Because now, I used to have, and Rick, you know how this works in small government, we'd have maybe 10 people at our school board meeting. Well, now because we're on Zoom and we're out on YouTube, we have 150, we'll have 200 people watching the board meeting, which is the... Watching grass grow is more exciting, but they'll be watching the board meeting, so they get to see what's being talked about. And now I get about 100 emails a week from people that want to know why we're doing something or other. So we're able to educate them. This is not for the faint of heart either. I mean, with all due respect to you state legislators and federal legislators, local government is where you really are hand in hand with the people. Do you agree?
Amen. No doubt about it. And it has more impact on your life, right? I mean, I know we think president and Congress and all that has more impact, but it doesn't. The school board has more impact on your life. Your city council, most of the taxes that you paid are at that level, and they're the ones. If you try to open your business and they come to tell you you can't open your business, or if you put a sign out on your property and they've got some goofy ordinance trying to tell you what size your sign can be, I mean that's. It's at the local level that your life gets impacted the most, and it also happens to be the place that's the easiest, not that it's easy, but easier to make a difference. It takes hard work, Joe. I mean, a lot of our people are upset right now. Look, we've got to start doing the blocking and tackling that it takes to win. No Hail Mary passes. Nobody running for president is going to save the day. This is up to us at the local level. If freedom lovers will do their part and start digging in and fighting smart, we have all of the peaceable means at our fingertips we need, and we just got to get engaged. We're gonna have to pick our battles and be smart about where we engage. But right now, it's all about election integrity. It's all about getting those school boards to stop teaching our kids, Marxism, and all about getting our city councils to stop micromanaging our businesses and then turning around and defunding the police.
You just like went over that. We now need the fight for the next couple of years, if you would, needs to be at the local legislative level. What do we have, 35, 33 or 35 houses that we now control? That needs to be the first thing out of the chute coming into 2021 is legislation to clean up voter rolls, to tighten up voter rules and that kind of stuff. Don't you think?
100%, man. That is the number one legislative issue, should be all across the country, election integrity. And those words are going to be co-opted by the left. The liberals and the moderates are going to come out with legislation saying, this is election integrity, no voter ID because we respect every blah, blah, blah. yeah. instead of doing the things that need to be done to actually know that the only legal votes are being counted. And so we got to be smart about how we do that as well. But legislative sessions are all kicking in right now, last week and this week, and everybody has a chance. Even no matter what state you're in, I mean, whether you're in a red state, blue state, let your voice be heard on election integrity. But if we don't do it in those red states where we have the votes in the legislature, should have the votes in the legislature yep. to do it, then we deserve what we get when it's all said and done. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is going to be a battle cry. In every state, and I think we'll win some good things on that front. And then also on the COVID fascism, I think we can stop a lot of these emergency powers with legislation that limits governors or even, you know, takes it away and gives it to the back to the legislature where it belongs. So a lot of good things ahead, I think. I think we've awakened the giant, but man, it's going to be ugly while we do it. They're shameless right now, and they're unhinged, and they're overreaching, I believe, but during the overreach, it's going to be painful.
Yeah, I agree with you. They are totally afraid with what's happening. All right, I want you to straighten something out for people because, you know, Joe throws it out there, but, you know, the word says in the mouth of two witnesses. So freedom of speech does not apply to privately held companies. So these people that are screaming about freedom of speech when it comes to Twitter and Facebook and other places, that is a battle. In the pure freedom of speech realm, that's a battle you're going to lose, isn't it?
Well, First Amendment constitutional protection for freedom of speech would apply to any government intervention preventing you from you know, speaking your mind, living the way you want to live. But definitely for a private company, I am a big believer they ought to be able to hire and fire for whatever they want. If they are not getting special protections from government, then that is not, you know, they can control what is said in their buildings and in their environment. That is different with Twitter and Facebook and any of these companies that have a Section 230 protection where that we can't sue them, where we've helped them to grow. They are now the utilities of our nation. So the best analogy I know of is if the phone company said, we don't like what you're talking about, so we're going to disconnect you. If I could not call into your radio program tonight because AT&T decided those phone calls, in their opinion, are whatever they want to call it to be able to stop my freedom of speech. That's what Twitter and Facebook are doing right now. They are preventing people from using the pipeline, and Google now and Amazon. And it is messy. I mean, it's muddy. It's like, how do you distinguish between a totally private entity that's providing a service like that versus one that has received public assistance and has become, you know, nearly a monopoly? So it's muddy. But the reason I clarified First Amendment freedom of speech is because the concept of freedom of speech is different. I mean, that is a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. We should always be supporting the idea of not shutting down the opposition's opinion, but actually having open debate and giving ourselves a chance to vent and giving ourselves a chance to sharpen each other's countenance. And you know what? Sometimes I'm wrong, right? And so when you and I get together and we talk about things, we can help correct each other and yep. get to the truth. That's what we want. We want to seek truth. What the other side's doing right now is they're using big tech. Big tech is basically the brown shirts of the fascists. They will be the brown shirts for the next few years for the Democrat Party that has taken over. This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. These are radical socialist Marxists that have taken over, and they're going to use big tech to silence us. I mean, that should tell you right there. If Joe Biden won by 7 million votes like everybody says, why does he need to shut up the opposition? Why does he need to prevent people from being able to speak their mind? If we're crazy, let us say crazy things, and people will stop listening to us. You know, that's the danger right now, is they're just stopping speech in every way they can, and then punishing people, taking away people's jobs, not letting people fly on airplanes. I mean, this is getting, you know, this is getting real close to early 1930s Germany.
I'm sorry, Rick, you know, you and I have talked about this. I don't want the violence, but, you know, you can only squeeze Jell-O so hard, you can't hold it in your hand, right? And that's what they're doing to these people. We've been watching them beat our guy for 4 years, or beat on our guy for 4 years. Now they're coming after us for supporting him. This is scary. And you know what really makes you know you're right? When the ACLU, right, the Chancellor of Germany and the President of Mexico are on our side, or saying, no, what you're doing to Trump and people are wrong, you know you're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. Right. And it is just so dangerous. Hey, man, God bless you. Appreciate you having me on.
I love having you on, Rick. So to the listeners, again, keep up the good work. God bless. Be careful. Keep protecting yourself and keep doing what you're doing. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, next hour, you got me. I'm it, and I'm ready to unload. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick, thank you so much.